Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, DMV Hoops fans? Welcome to another Believe in DMV Hoops. I'm Matt Moderno. I've got Lincoln Ball of American University joining me here today. Lincoln, how are you? What's up? What's going on? How's things?
I'm good. Really excited to get on here and talk with you, Matt, and just chop it up a little bit.
Yep. Love that. Before we get going, brought to you by Stateside Vodka and their Surfside Hard Iced Teas, Hard Lemonades, Hard Half and Halves, Hard Peach Teas. They're all delicious. And brought to you by BetOnline. It's your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, UFC. If you wanted to bet on that terrible NBA All-Star game, you could do that too. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place all your wagers, including live betting in your favorite casino and card games. You can head to the website and get 50% off your welcome bonus on your first deposit with our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so Lincoln, you were from Maryland, which is awesome. You are a DMV guy. You're playing in D.C., so we're happy to have you on here. Just box score stuff, you average about a little over 4 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, about a steal a game, half a block. But I think your impact goes much beyond the box score. And that's sort of one of the things I wanted to have you on just to talk about here is just you're kind of the do-it-all guy for this American team. So that's my perception of you as a player, I guess. But for anyone who hasn't seen you play, can you kind of describe your game for listeners?
Yeah, I really embrace the role that this team has asked me to have. And like you said, I feel like I play extremely hard. I'm tough, and I do a lot of the stuff that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. And I've grown to be very okay with that. As long as it helps us win, I got some great teammates that pick up the slack in the scoring and handling the ball. And but yeah, I think the traditional term is like a glue guy. You could call it, but I've really embraced my role this year so far, and I'm very content and happy with how it goes.
You're a guy who put up a lot of stats in high school and things like that too. Like you obviously can score the ball if you need to and things like that. But you, like you said, you have taken on kind of this do it all role for the team here, and you're versatile and provide a lot of things here. Does it make that easier to kind of take the less heralded role when your teammates seem to acknowledge that you do all those other things to help them win? And because it seems like your teammates are all super happy for you when you do have a big game and things like that too.
Yeah, I think they all practice with me every day. We played one on one. They know like the extent of like you said, I know I can score when I want to, or if needed. I mean, and so really just seeing that manifest like in a couple of big games this year, you know, we all love each other very much. So it makes it a lot easier to share, you know, those big games and have just true excitement for each other. But yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, it makes it easier, less pressure on me, because I have great teammates that have the ability to go score. I mean, like Matt is a prolific scorer.
He's having a great year. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I think I play great with guys like them that know how to play off me now, and know how to work with me to get them easier shots. So yeah, it does make it a little bit easier.
It seems like Coach Sibkins has understood that about you too. Like he gets the different, you know, he's like using you in a bunch of different ways throughout the course of the game. I guess, have you felt like you've been able to kind of flourish under him for that reason?
Yeah, I think he accepted like the kind of player that I am. I really take on the leadership role for this team. Very vocal. You know, one of the oldest guys on the team, really pulling everybody together. We have some really good young pieces and really building that trust with Coach Simp since he came last spring. He's really encouraged me to just embrace the role and embrace my play style and have really instilled confidence in me that this role is what is going to help us win. Like it's one of the most critical components to this team, and it definitely has helped me up here with my just play style overall and just being more confident.
I think you can always tell a lot about a player and how his teammates feel about him by their reaction on the bench when something happens, you know, positively for them and coaches too. It like when you have a big play, the whole bench all the way down just lights up and everybody's on their feet. And I think that tells everybody everything they need to know about you and how your teammates feel about you. But maybe haven't shot the ball from the perimeter as well as I think those of us who have seen you play or think you're capable of. But every one of the threes you've hit this year have seemingly been in big situations. Like, have you always been a clutch shooter? It feels like every three you hit is like desperately when the team needs it.
Yeah, so that's funny you bring that up. Whenever we play pickup or we work on late scenario, game winners, stuff like that, I somehow always end up with the ball. So I get lots of opportunities during practice and pickup. And most of the time I find, you know, even if it's like a crazy bank shot three or something like that, like it just, I don't know.
It works out.
I mean, it, yeah, so I think, you know, just a lot of reps and, you know, the time's running out on the shot clock. You got to shoot it. There's nothing else you can do. So, yeah, I think that I've prepared myself for those big, big time shots in those big moments.
That's very cool. Yeah. It's nice to see them, you know, pay off when they do. And there's been plenty of times where I've like had the tweet out like, holy shit, Lenga did it again, whether it's either a big rebound or a big stop defensively or just tapping a loose ball to somebody. You know, I think the team is several notches better in the win column, specifically just because of hard work, hustle plays that you've made for them. So glad to see that. And that's honestly, other than hearing you're a very nice guy, one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on to talk about this, because I feel like that doesn't always get the most attention or credit. And in a previous episode, we just had Jared Billups from George Mason on, and he's kind of the same way, but on the perimeter. So I thought, having you guys back to back was kind of a nice pairing of guys that just kind of, you know, don't get the most attention, but the team really needs everything they contribute. So very cool. Three consecutive defensive stops for you guys is a lock, and then eight locks. There's supposedly a 98% chance of winning. So is that something that the coaching staff has really keyed in on this season?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's one of like the most important things that we keep track of. Okay. We get in lock zones, which is two stops, and we put a really big emphasis on the last four or five games, like just communicating with everybody on the floor. You'll see us a lot of times, like they encourage us to make eye contact with each other and say, we're in a lock zone. Like this is very, very important. So really just like brings the intensity of the possession up. And if we can just stack those, it gives us a really great opportunity, you know, to win. Yeah, the 98%.
It's pretty good. Win
percentage is pretty crazy. You almost wouldn't believe it. But we find that the closer we get to that goal, whether it be 7 or 8 or 9, sure, it's the better opportunity and the less points the other team scores. But yeah, I mean, it's like we're competing with ourselves and it's a game inside a game. Like we're trying to see how many locks we can get in the first 4 minutes at the end of halves. Like it just makes every possession way more important.
Coach Simpkins seems like the kind of guy that would spend a lot of time in practice on defensive stuff. But you guys have also run like a crisp, fluid offense, and this is no way intended to be a knock on the previous coaching staff. But I felt like this year the ball has just really moved, and it's to your guys' benefit. I think a lot of times it's just you're being patient with the ball and putting the defense on its heel. So I think that's also been fun to watch. So I guess maybe walk us through what the split is really like here in practice and things like that. What are they really focusing on?
Oh man, we spend a lot of time on defense. Okay. Cause we really truly believe that our defense can lead to our offense. I mean, that's just their philosophy. Coach Jack Emanuel, he is defensive king mastermind.
And he was a great defensive player in his day too.
He's constantly teaching or constantly trying to absorb as much as we can from him. But yeah, we spend a lot of time on defense, because we know that we can be a great defensive team. We have the assets and we have the length and we have the quickness. And when we get stops, that's when our offense is the best. You know, when we're running in the first 7 seconds, first 10 seconds, I mean, finding guys for threes, like that's the style that we want to play. Mm-hmm. I feel like when we do that, we're most effective, and it really helps with taking the pressure off Rodgers a little bit, because obviously we want him to touch the ball every single possession. But guys are starting to realize, like, we're going to double team him. You know what I mean? Like, so it really takes the pressure off him as well. And honestly gets him some clean, crisp threes as well, which is huge for his game. So
Matt's an unselfish player too. And I think in an era where there isn't a ton of like inside out basketball, I think that definitely helps you guys that he's willing to give the ball up, you know, to any one of you guys can make an open shot. So I think that's makes you guys that much tougher to guard. But I'm glad you just touched on that, because I think that's something I've noticed for you guys is a lot of times there's five guys out there that can shoot and all of you run the floor harder or are more mobile than a lot of the people you're matched up with. So I think you guys would be a nightmare to match up with in transition. Is that something that they've really tried to focus on though? It's just like, hey, get the ball and go, because any one of you could really like grab and go and get the rebound and start the break.
Yeah, it's you know, obviously we have a great point guard with Eli, fastest guy I know,
insanely brutal cover. Yeah,
Matt and I clean up a lot of the boards, and our first instinct, like even before we have the ball in our hand, is to turn and look for Eli. And the other one, if he gets the board, I'm sprinting, and if I get the board, he's sprinting, Matt. So it's like, we're really just trying to get it in someone's hands that we know is going to make a great decision or even get all the way to the rim and get by whoever is trying to stop him. And, you know, just like pairing that up with Mayock and Lorenzo and Jeff and Colin and, you know, all of them can shoot threes. And it makes it really kind of a nightmare to guard in transition. Because if you don't stop the ball with Eli, then he's going to get to the rim. And if you do, then someone's going to set a flare screen for a three or get someone else open. So yeah, we a really big emphasis on the first 7 seconds, which, you know, it's been a little slower due to some of the injuries we've been dealing with. But we're hoping, you know, we're getting some of these guys back. We're going to be able to get back on that track and continue to push the ball down the floor.
I'm glad you touched on the health factor there. I think at this point, it's, hey, let's get healthy and be ready for this conference tournament, because I think you guys can beat anybody in the conference. I mean, Colgate is obviously really good, but it's just, you know, survive the rest of the regular season here. Nobody get banged up too much. Peak at the right time. Is that some of the messaging from the coaching staff here? Is just like, keep doing the right stuff and like, let's make sure we're in form by a conference tournament.
Yeah. So we're really good at making sure where our feet are. Mm-hmm. We're focused on Wednesday. Well, we're focused on practice today. Yeah. Like, we go in every day, and Coach Sims just constantly talking about, let's win today. Mm-hmm. You don't win the game unless you win today. Like, so we're looking at it that way, but we're also looking at it every day. Take care of your bodies, you know, do everything you can, because this is the home stretch here. It's 3 weeks. It's 3-4 weeks till the end of the tournament. And the message is just like, get as healthy as you possibly can. Put in the extra hour of recovery, put in the extra time, because soon you're going to be looking back and you're going to be saying, "Man, I wish I did it when we had the chance." So yeah, the message is continue to stay healthy, get healthy, and be in our peak form heading into March.
You've got a couple guys on the coaching staff that played at a pretty high level here, and they look like they could all still play. Does that kind of help when you hear that message from them? Does that hit home a little harder when it's like, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about?
Well, yeah. And the funny thing is, with some of these injuries, they have been playing with us. Okay. Coach Eichel play, and he's a pro. So he is extremely difficult to guard. Okay. And Coach Jackie will get out there and play with us too and harass us on defense. And then Coach Gately will as well. I mean, he's younger, but yeah, I mean, they've been through it all. They played at an extremely high level.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were high major and battling just like we were. So having that experience and that trust that they know what they're talking about makes it a lot easier for us to go out and do it as well.
So Coach Simpkins played at Maryland for my coach during my time at Maryland, Gary Williams, and Gary was famous for running the flex offense. It looks like you guys run a little bit of flex stuff. Can you confirm that for me? Because I keep thinking I'm seeing that out there, but I haven't heard anybody talk about it at all.
Yeah, we got a couple of wrinkles in some of our plays. Because it is difficult, you know. Yeah. Guys get mixed up on the flex, and we've gotten a couple layups and on some inbound plays, and one of our really frequently ran plays and incorporates the flex. So yeah, I mean, guys are so worried about Rodgers. Anytime he sets it off away from the ball screen, they're hugging him. So even if he just gets a hold of the guy, a clip on the other man's guy, it should be a layup. But yeah, I mean, I've always been a flex guy too. Okay. I think it's simple but hard and difficult to guard.
Yeah, that's the best kind of thing for a coach, right? Like, hey, guys can learn it easily, but not everybody can cover it easily. So yeah. I love seeing that. Just obviously want to focus on you, but let's talk about Matt here just for a minute, only because you guys have been playing with each other for a long time at this point. You played some AAU together for Mid-Atlantic Select. What's it like playing with a guy that you've known for a long time, but you're also good friends with?
Well, you know, we've grown up a lot, you know, from sharing hotel rooms together during AAU, you know, known him since middle school, and just seeing how much he's matured and really grown into this player. I mean, he is, not that I couldn't see this coming, but he works extremely so hard, and he is getting so much better as just a teammate and a person. And just, he is the center of our team. Like, how he goes is how we go. Mm-hmm. And he's really just embraced that role so much. This year, I think the coaching staff's really challenged him more than ever to be more vocal, body language, emotions. Like, he's so competitive, so emotional out there, and we feed off that. Mm-hmm. And when he is at the top of his game, it really just drives everybody else to be up there too. He's consistent. And we really just rely on him so much. And it's really great for me to see a great friend in person, you know, really get this recognition and continue to grow. I think he's got an even higher ceiling than where he's at right now.
I think what we talked about you bringing to the team, though, has enabled him to do a lot of those things that he's really good at. And the fact that you guys can both rebound and do that sort of interchangeably, but both of you can stretch the floor, and it gives a different wrinkle. But you know, it also, you free him up to do some of these other things. And I think just, you can tell that there's like a longstanding connection there in the way that you guys play.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's an unspoken, like, we can just look at each other and know what to do. And, you know, it's taken time. It's taken reps and hundreds of hours. But no, I think I really have, I've been challenged just to push him every day, because him and I have a really, really strong connection and unique relationship that I think is something that has allowed me to be confrontational with him and
push him on the stuff he needs to be doing, right?
Yes. And he's doing much better with telling me what I need to do too, the right way, and not just why, you know. So we've learned so much this year. It's been great.
That's cool.
I love him. He's my brother.
It's been fun to watch, and you can see that when you guys play together too. So you started your career at GW. Was this, hey, now you're an American, like, did you just always want to play close to home, play locally so family could see you? I mean, walk us through kind of the choice in schools here.
Yeah, so I had a connection with, you know, the coaching staff here as I was getting recruited in high school. And I really like D.C. I mean, I just love it.
I don't blame you.
An hour away from home, I'm very close with my family. I've got a great support system at home. I have a great high school coaching staff, you know, that really propelled me into this position I'm in now. And I think that, yeah, I would have liked to go down south in the warmth and everything, but with the opportunities that I had, I felt that this was a great fit for me. I mean, a great university, a great campus, a great area. And I'm so blessed just to be where I'm at now, you know, with Coach Simpkins and the whole staff, you know, really just encouraging me and, you know, embracing who I am as a player and a person, has really made me very happy with my decision.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Obviously, it's tough when there's a coaching staff change while you're at a school, but is it at all cool just to be like kind of in on the ground floor of a new coaching staff, a new era? Like, you guys feel like a program on the way up here, and just you guys are playing a large part of that. So is that just sort of, I don't know, ever in your mind at all here to like ever just kind of take a step back and think like, hey, we're building something pretty cool here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have a lot of love for those guys, and it was almost like not overnight, but you can just tell when you meet with people or meet someone. And with Coach Simpkins, he's so like empathetic and just you trust what he's saying and you believe in him. And yeah, I mean, I've had conversations with the freshmen, you know, Greg, Matt, Gibby, like they are going to get this time with Coach Simp, like the 4 years. And I'm almost a little jealous that I'm not going to get that.
Sure.
But no, I mean, it is like that for your first team as a head coach, you never forget. Yeah. That's you true. Never forget them. And I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed to have another year. I'm going to do my master's and take a fifth year. And
that's awesome.
Been really good conversations with Coach Simpkins and the staff. And I think I'd be a little emotional if I only had 3 weeks left.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of unique. It's a very unique experience. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it so far.
I'm obviously happy for you, but selfishly, as someone who enjoys watching this team play and you play, I'm glad to hear that you'll be back next year. And I got to think, when you go to a school as good academically as American is, that's just another like, obviously playing basketball is fun, but if you can get a head start on a master's program from a school like that, I mean, that's got to be a no-brainer.
Right.
Very cool. All right. So got a couple quick hitters for you here. These are the sort of more rapid fiery ones. Usually I ask, are there any hidden talents? But in your bio on the team website, it says enjoys magic and cooking. You got to explain both of these things for me here a little bit.
So the magic is a unique thing because it's something I've been a little out of touch with the last year. My senior year of high school had a class that encouraged us to pick up a new hobby.
Okay.
And, I picked up magic and, my mom bought me a magic kit for Christmas. And, I really enjoyed it and it gave me something to do. And during COVID, I just, you know, enjoyed card tricks and messing with my family and, you know, just like the illusions of things, very basic intermediate level. And then the cooking's something, I've just, you know, I've been challenging myself to eat better and really put an emphasis on that. And it's nothing crazy, but I really do enjoy cooking. I really do enjoy just the whole break from everything else.
It's a nice distraction from things. Yes.
And I know it might sound a little crazy for cooking to be a distraction, but with the busyness of right now, it is, and it's very calming and it's good. It's cost efficient too. So
there you go. Any specialties? What's the go-to?
So I have a really nice pasta, an Italian sausage pasta that lasts me normally 3 days, which is perfect. I know meal prepping is very common now, but
for sure,
it makes life a lot easier. And I've been rocking with a lot of chicken and potatoes lately. I've been mixing up the different seasonings for chicken and trying out some new things. The air fryer is the coolest thing that ever exists.
It's a game changer
because it makes everything so much easier. But yeah, just, you know, very basic stuff, nothing insane. But yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's a nice hobby to have.
Any teammates hitting you up for food or recipes or cooking advice?
Yes. And Lorenzo's my roommate. So we, you know, share and he'll make something and I'll have a bite or two and he'll take a bite of mine. And, you know, him being Italian, he's got all these weird different ways of cooking and I've learned a lot from him. So
yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Add some actually authentic Italian stuff into your repertoire there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the magic, you're still doing it this year. You're pulling offensive rebounds out of your hat and stuff like that. So sticking with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are, again, I usually kind of ask like, what's one thing people might not know about you, whether it's a guilty pleasure TV show or music, those things kind of count, but anything else that comes to mind there?
I really like to read. I'm a big reader.
What's the genre? Like what's the go-to? Fiction, right now, nonfiction?
I am reading Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a devotional kind of journey book. I'm really big into faith, into my faith. That's something that's the main priority in my life. So just, you know, my mom gifted me this book and it's been a good read so far. And I'm trying to think, what else have I read lately? Oh, I got some other stuff here. I don't know. You might know this one.
I know of John Grisham, but I don't know that specific one.
Yeah. So I'm about halfway through that one. But yeah, I'm a big reader. I like not being on my phone that much. So
that's a healthier way to be in life, I promise.
Yeah, it's the traditional way. But yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Also a big reader here too. I just picked up a book by a guy named Dean Tolson. He played in the SEC back in the day at Arkansas and then graduated, played a little in the NBA. And it came out about 10 years after he stopped playing that he actually didn't know how to read. He was totally illiterate after getting all the way through college. So he's talking about, it's basically his journey through that and how he's kind of helped empower other people to take the educational aspect of of life and basketball more seriously. So it's a pretty good read. So anybody looking for some book recs, check that one out.
It sounds great. Yeah.
Iron Lincoln, why number four?
Oh, I wore number one in high school. I also played football. I wore number six.
Okay.
Couldn't wear six in college at the time. Mm-hmm. Wore four for AAU. All 15, 16, 17 U. So I went with four. I mean, I like it. It's basic and common now that you can wear any number. But I'm sticking with it. I'm glad I chose four my sophomore year. And that's why, AAU.
Very cool. We've talked about this a little bit in terms of style of play and things like that, but for anybody that hasn't seen an American game this year, give them the pitch, why they should come out and see the team play and check out the arena and things like that.
Oh, man. We're energetic and play a very exciting brand of basketball. We love each other. We're very connected. I think that gives us a huge boost, a huge competitive advantage. We've got some young guys that are very, very exciting, very, very high ceilings. And they're growing by the night, by the practice. And we've got some old guys that have been there and that kind of are leading now. And we're meshing very well. And it's just been very exciting. And we get locks. We try and push the ball. We shoot a lot of threes. We want to be scrappy. We want to be tougher. We want to be very competitive, and that makes it fun. It's the best kind of basketball to play. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I think the mix of veteran guys and exciting young guys too is fun for fans to watch too. So I think that's been neat. Either where do you see yourself in 5 years, or hey, when basketball's all done, I know you're going for a business degree here. Like, what's the plan post basketball, I guess?
So obviously, you want to play as long as I possibly can.
Yeah, for sure.
As long as my body will let me. Yeah. I've been a little torn, spent a lot of time in prayer thinking about what I want to do post basketball. I've had some great conversations with Coach Nate and some of the guys about coaching. Mm-hmm. I think that's an avenue I'd like to investigate, kind of just see where it would take me. I know it's something that is very highly competitive, and I really love the relationships that you get to build in the basketball industry, especially in the college scenery. I think that's the direction that I would like to start with before maybe your traditional business, wherever it may go. I would like to, maybe be coaching somewhere, going through that gauntlet of rising up in the ranks. That's ever so common in college basketball. I think right now that's the direction that I would be looking to go to.
Having just talked to you for a half an hour, I think you got the right temperament and personality for it, man. And I think your coaching staff currently is going to be on the way up here too. So getting in on the ground floor with those guys is also probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, they know everybody, all of them, they know everyone.
That's cool. So the whole point of this podcast is to tell DMV stories, guys from the area or playing in the area. You check both of those boxes here. I guess, can you tell listeners just how good basketball in the DMV area is?
Oh my gosh, it's the best. It's
the right answer.
There's a reason why we produce the most college athletes. And I mean, and it's not just with basketball. I mean, I've been in the football landscape. There is just so much talent in this area. And I mean, when you're in the DMV and you grow up in the DMV playing basketball, you get to know a lot of people, and then you get to follow them on their journey. I've got endless amounts of friends and ex-teammates that are at different stages in their basketball journey, and they're a pro or Division I, Division II, Division III, whatever. It's just such a great network. Because there's so much talent and there's so many great guys that get recruited highly because they're from this area, and it makes you a better basketball player growing up here. So
puts a big spotlight on you too. Like when you're going up against the best of the best of the country, like people see you play a lot too.
Yeah.
Who's the best player from the DMV you've either been guarded by or had to guard?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
I'm sure there's a lot, so no worries. Just anybody that kind of pops to mind here.
So Matt and I played We Are One a lot of times in AAU. And I remember getting switched off on Qudus Wahab.
Oh, that's a big boy. Yep.
Big man. He's tough. I mean, that team was stacked. Him, Eric Dixon, who we played earlier this year at Villanova. That's probably up there for toughest guard.
Sure.
Because of just how big he is. I would say him, yeah.
that guy's a load in the paint. He's got the jump hook down. I mean, that's, you're a big dude yourself, but you're giving up a couple of inches there, I would say, at a minimum. So that's a tough ask. Which DMV guy should we talk to next on the pod? Anybody you can think of that'd be a particularly good convo or interview?
Let me think about this. I would say my boy Briggs, but he's from West Virginia.
We might be able to make an exception for that. It's like DMV adjacent, I feel like.
Briggs, I mean, basically was in the DMV. I mean, he went to Goretti. So
okay. That counts.
Briggs, or I know that Quentin Mincy for UMass Lowell, he's had a really good.
Yeah, they're playing great too.
Good journey. I played AAU with him. He's a great, great guy. He's having an exceptional year.
Yep.
And they're a really good team in their conference. So he might be someone you might want to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Reach out to. So, yeah.
Great answer. Anyone listening to this that you want to shout out, either with the team or the athletic department or the family, anybody you want to give a little love to here?
Yeah, I just want to shout out the whole team. Asia is our trainer. She does a great job. She puts up with us. She's been a blessing this year. Just the whole team. I mean, we couldn't ask for a better group of guys. I mean, they're my best friends, and we spend a lot of time together.
I bet.
On the court, even off the court. And it just makes it so much more enjoyable. I mean, you want to play and be the best version of yourself for your brothers. So, shout them out. I mean, I wouldn't be who I am without them. So, and then Asia. Yeah, Asia deserves a lot of credit for what she's
doing. She's got her work cut out for her, man. The walking wounded here a little bit. So I appreciate all the work she's doing to get you guys back out on the court. Any social media accounts here that you're willing to throw out for people so they can follow you, you know, keep track of you and the journey along the way?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at just Lincoln Ball. And then I'm on X, Twitter, at Ball Lincoln. That's pretty much it. That's really the only ones I really take a lot of notice to. So
we'll put the Twitter handle in the bio here, too. And for anybody listening to this, you're probably already seeing it on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it these days. Lincoln, thank you for taking the time to do this. This went longer than I actually meant to keep you. I hope I'm not making you late to anything here, but it was a great convo. I really, truly do enjoy watching you play, and good luck the rest of the way here. And I want to see a tournament run here. So keep doing what you guys are doing, man.
Well, I really appreciate you, Matt. Yeah. We got our work cut out for us, but we're ready. We're going to be ready. So I really appreciate it. And great conversations that we had today.
Yeah, thanks, man. All right. For everybody, American, check them out. Rate, review, subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, click that little like button, subscribe button for us. We appreciate that. And we're presented by betonline.ag, and we will catch you all next time.